Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast, Wednesday edition. We're actually recording it on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. We just fucking...
Listen, it happens when it happens now.
Yeah.
Okay? You're either here for it or you're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we took a week off. We didn't even record the podcast, and it felt like forever.
Yeah, we shoehorned in a fucking old one that we didn't upload.
Yeah, it felt like we hadn't talked into mics forever. Then Saturday... Then,
which is normally Saturday afternoon, just before Sunday.
Yep.
But we did it Saturday night, and then uploaded it Sunday morning, and now we got the Wednesday edition that we record on Tuesday that now we recorded on Wednesday.
So you get Thursday. You know what? We're just here to fucking talk. And if you listen, you listen. You're going to get two episodes a week regardless.
Two episodes a week.
You're just going to get them when you get them from now on.
And you know what? We have no more backloaded episodes, so I'm not even going to guarantee the two episodes a week. We're going to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just get right into it. Adam Fox is a better goalie than Carter Hart.
I'm mad that I kind of cut off a good line, but I just wanted to call you out quick. We can get into it as long as you talk into the microphone.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Jeez.
No, it's fine.
Let me try that again. Adam Fox is a better goaltender than Carter Hart is.
Oh, definitely.
Did you see that game Wednesday? Last Wednesday? I think it was last Wednesday? No.
No.
No, Carter Hart. That's what my notes say. Carter Hart was a healthy scratch Monday, and he's a healthy scratch tonight.
Tonight, yeah. I got that.
But Adam Fox... Tell me if I'm wrong. One of the most underrated defensemen in the entire league.
No, you're 100% right. I like the guy, and I hate that I like the guy.
Yep, same.
Not only the fact that he's a Ranger, but the fact that he looks like a Disney character. He looks like every guy in every Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like that dude from Frozen. Yep. I know you're not an animated Disney guy, but...
Not big, but...
That Chris Pratt dude from Onward. Oh, good movie.
Yeah, he makes three saves all over the ice, one of them from in the crease.
Yeah.
Like, just throwing his body in front of pucks to hold on to a 2-1, like, deficit that kept the Rangers in the game. They didn't win. They still lost 2-1. But, I mean, just... I mean, the guy's doing it all.
Yeah.
He's got the offensive numbers. He's playing great defense. He's on a middling team. And he's just doing...
He's still standing out.
He should be easily top 4 or 5 for Norris, in my opinion. Sadly, because I fucking hate that he's on the Rangers, but I like him as a player. So good for him.
Yeah, I do, too. Good for him. And you mentioned the Carter Hart thing. Flyers head coach Alain Vigneault, he said Carter Hart's not playing either game against Buffalo. He said he's been struggling lately and has to start working harder and focus on improving in practice if he wants to play.
Yeah. It means you suck.
Yeah.
Bad.
Fuck that.
Speaking of Philly scratches for tonight, Oscar Lindblom and Nolan Patrick were just announced as healthy scratches versus Buffalo.
Which is unfortunate. Both those guys, that seems to be their careers. Just in a nutshell.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're healthy
scratches.
Oh, wait,
healthy scratches. Oh, no. So, oh, yeah, all right. No, good point.
Yeah, well, healthy scratches.
Well, now I feel even worse for them because normally they have no control over it.
In their defense, Philly's playing Buffalo tonight. Might as well give some other guys some looks, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Give them a rest day. Whatever.
But also, if Buffalo somehow ends up winning this game, I'm going to be upset.
I mean, it'll be funny because it's against Philly, though.
Because it's up to, what, 18 games now?
Yeah, tied for the worst of all time.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
It was what the Penguins and like...
Right before they got Sidney Crosby. Right before they were gifted Sidney Crosby, I think. Or was it the season
right before,
he was...
Or maybe his rookie year.
Either way.
506.
Either way, they were gifted Sidney Crosby because their franchise was going to go under and he turned it around. And more news out of Philly, Shane Gostisbehere. Listen, hate spelling his name so much. Fucking use less E's. He cleared waivers today.
Yeah.
Kind of shocking to some people that he got put on waivers. Kind of shocking to even more people that he cleared.
That he cleared, yeah.
So, Philly can't even fucking give him away.
There is a lot of fans of other teams, like, really hoping their team picked him up. And I'm not saying the guy's not worth a look. I think he is. Everyone knows the guy has talent. But I'm not as surprised as most people are that he didn't get claimed.
No, he's... down year. Last year wasn't that great.
I mean, wasn't that great. His contract's not beautiful.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know.
He's essentially like the Carey Price of defensemen. His contract is because of the season he had like
right
a while
before
ago.
Right before his new contract.
Yeah. Speaking of new contracts, we're just going to keep it rolling with fucking segues here. Thatcher Demko signs a 5-year extension for $5 million.
Yep. I love it. I love it.
Good for him. I've seen some people saying he should be like the Vezina finalist for the West or like for Canada.
Don't love that.
if you look, I mean, I think it was mostly advanced stat pages anyway. Like, so take that for what you want. I mean, I don't know how big you are about advanced stats, but his numbers don't look terrible, especially on a shitty Vancouver team.
No, no, he's been playing well, but I don't know. I think Vezina conversation is a little ridiculous. I saw a couple people throwing him in for Hart too, and I was like, I don't know.
Let's be serious. Yeah. Like, we're pushing it for Vezina, I think. But he's good enough to make himself 5 sheets a year, so good for Demko. And a trade that happened 3 minutes after we stopped recording on Saturday.
Yeah.
Brendan Lemieux goes to the LA Kings from the New York Rangers for a 2021 fourth round pick. As soon as we put the mics down, cleaned up, went on my phone.
Yep.
Hey, guess what happened 3 minutes ago?
Yep.
Fuck.
Leave it to a fucking Rangers GM to fuck us like that.
Another minor trade, Christian Wallenin also goes to the LA Kings for forward Michael Amadio. He goes to Ottawa in return. And one other note I got here for the news, Keith Yandle, one of only three players in the history of the NHL to play 900 consecutive games.
Damn.
Fucking sonking people for 900 straight. Yep.
Sonking the fuck out of them. Oh, did you see Tortsy went off on another report this week?
I had notes about that. He was, you know what? That was a weird side
of
Torts.
It was mild for Torts.
It was a weird side. That was a depressed Torts, not an angry one. Because normally he just storms off. He's pissed. But I got some quotes here from him in the press conference afterward. We played awful. A ton went wrong. And when asked about the goalie interference, he said, "Oh, for God's sake, who cares about that? My God, we just got the shit kicked out of us, and you're asking me about goaltender interference." So very somber, very annoyed.
Shit kicked out of him by Detroit.
Twice. Yikes.
Yeah, pretty bad. I don't blame Torts there. Everything the guy says and does, I love. I don't know why, but I do. And I'm glad that for years now I've been able to publicly say that he's not with the Rangers. So, yeah, I like the guy.
Yeah, me too.
And my boy, Plain Tater Kurt, Curtis Gabriel.
Yep.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about here, but...
the late hit?
But was it that late? Was it that late? Listen, I know I like the guy.
So, okay, here's... After I saw it, you know, obviously you see it in slow motion. It just seems like a longer period of time. Then you watch it in real time, and it seems a little quicker. But if you watch in real time over and over, it's not like he had no choice.
No, yeah. I don't mind giving the guy a 2 minute.
And the fact that, like, so I have a theory that any guy who fights or is just a big body out in the ice, everything to them is just happening so much faster.
Yeah.
Like, Connor McDavid almost sees their game in slow motion.
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
I think they can't even see
Connor McDavid fucking skate. Like,
yeah.
So for him to, like, he came out and justified it too, like, oh, watch it in real time and it's not as late as you think. But it was, but it's still borderline.
I see what you mean. He could have made it, he did make a decision there.
Yeah.
He had enough time to think about it.
Yeah.
And went with it. No, I agree. And I'm fine if that's a 2 minute. But for it to be a 5 minute major and a game misconduct, I think it's a little ridiculous.
Now
I know he's just coming off of a fine and suspension.
Yeah. So
I get that. But I don't know. The league it's a little late, but overall I think it's a clean hit. Oh, and by the way, note to self, Chris, go back to when we started talking about this. And play Green Onions, because while the refs are reviewing this hit,
yep.
Green Onions is playing.
Oh.
And this guy likes his taters playing, but I gotta be honest, little sour cream, little green onions, that's how I prefer my baked potato.
So it just works. Works for you.
But
I will say though, last episode we were talking about John Scott criticizing Curtis Gabriel.
Yeah.
I see where he's coming from a little bit at this point.
Yeah. Well, no.
So,
you can.
No, so, okay. Where John Scott was coming, where I'm starting to agree with him a little bit is, like, the dude is trying to get his name out there, which...
It's working.
I respect. It's fine. It's working. But he's trying so hard now.
Listen, here's why, like, I don't mind that. Here's why I don't mind
he's
that.
He's, like, just trying to become the new Tom Wilson or the new, like, Revo. It's like, there's already guys like that.
Sure, but here's where I don't mind that. That style of play, not only is it less common in the league and less needed in the league, but you're less likely to last. He doesn't have the offensive ability of a Tom Wilson.
Not at all.
Not at all. And like I mentioned it, I think maybe even last episode, but like the guy, you know, he's a strong advocate for a lot of things, like, you know, LGBTQ rights and stuff like that, which good for him. And he knows that he doesn't have much of an opportunity in the league. So get your name out there as much as possible while you can. Make as much money as you can while you can.
Yeah, he's trying to earn a one-way contract next year.
Because he's not going to last forever, and he's not going to last long. Get people to know who you are. Get people to be fans of you on and off the ice, and then he could spin that into a career in some other way.
I agree. I just hope it doesn't, like, translate into him trying too hard. Like,
no, I get it.
Over the top. Because yeah. I'm on the fence with him. I'm a fan of Curtis Gabriel.
Nobody
right
likes
now.
To try hard, but...
Exactly, but...
The guy's got to get his nut somehow.
I'm telling you right now, he does, like, something else where I can kind of see he's trying a little too hard.
Yeah.
He's in the running for fucking Cuck of the Week.
You're out? Oh, wow. Cuck of the Week. That's...
Yeah, I'm saying between now and Saturday, if there's something else, he's definitely in the running. I'm throwing that out there now. But, I mean, so is McDavid.
I mean,
so.
His girlfriend's a smoke. I'd watch her fuck somebody else. So he might be a cuck. Who knows? But, yeah, about the hit real quick. Let me just finish up. It's a little late, but I like it. You know, it's shoulder to shoulder. It's, yeah, Larson.
It wasn't the McDavid
blindsided
hit.
A little bit. Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Blindsided a little bit. But last time I checked, it's not illegal if a guy doesn't see you coming. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if it's any other player on that team or if Larson didn't go down, it's probably just a 2 minute or maybe nothing. I don't know.
Who knows?
But McDavid.
Oh, well, I just want to touch on some injuries first because we're going to go back to shit on Buffalo.
Okay.
Florida, Aaron Ekblad stretched it off the ice. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was an awkward landing on his left leg.
Hate to see that.
Fractured something in his leg, had surgery. He's out at least 12 weeks.
Yep.
Hate to see it. Now they'll probably be in the market for a defenseman.
Yeah.
Even more so now than they were. And Buffalo, Dylan Cousins left the game the other night. Didn't come back with an injury. And they just can't catch a fucking break with anything. We actually, for the second straight time for a coach firing, we forgot to even mention the fact that Buffalo's coach got fired like 3 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah, but why though? Like, they waited way too long for it to matter.
I know, but... I'm just saying every time we're done recording the podcast, I'm like, oh, we forgot to mention again that we clearly knew Buffalo's coach got fired but never said anything about it. You have a 3-0 lead in a game in the third period, and you lose 4-3.
In overtime.
Yeah. In the first minute of overtime to tie the longest losing streak in history of the NHL. Your fucking franchise is bad.
Oh, yeah. It's embarrassing. I don't know what else to say other than that. A part of me feels bad for them, but I kind of love it. Like, yeah. I just want to see how long it can go.
Yeah, same. What are we going to do now? What do we got?
I wanted to talk about McDavid, but if you want to wait.
Yeah, sure, fuck it. Go ahead. We'll do all the other shit at the end.
So McDavid.
Yeah.
$5,000 fine for a hit on Jesperi Kotkaniemi.
Yep.
Listen.
Blatant late hit up high.
Way late, way up high. Elbow was definitely intentional, definitely led with the elbow.
He did hit shoulder
swung
first.
Swung the elbow a little
he
bit.
He did hit shoulder first, but that elbow came up right away.
Yeah, I saw Oilers fans saying there's no contact to the face. I'm like, in the thumbnail on what you're commenting on, his elbow's in his mouth.
Yeah.
In his mouth. If that's anyone else, that's a suspension probably.
Oh, I would have given
If that's Wilson or Marchand, every fucking hockey fan is sharpening the guillotine.
Yeah, 5-game minimum they're calling for. Yeah. I would have given McDavid at least a 1-game sussy because you have to set a standard that he can't just do whatever he wants when his team isn't scoring and he's sucking that night. He didn't even register a shot on net.
Yeah, rough night.
No points. They got shut out 4-0. Like you're the best player in the world. Like you're just butthurt at this point. So McDavid. In the running for Cuck of the Week.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I love the kid, but the league needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else it becomes a fucking joke.
And people were saying, like, oh, he doesn't have a history, but I think last season, the season before, he had a 2-game suspension for a hit.
And you know what?
So, I mean, he does have a little bit of a history. He gets pretty butthurt when he's not playing good.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit tired of the history, no history argument, because I get that it needs to be played into account when it's a guy with a history. But if someone doesn't have a history and you let them get away with shit, that's how you create a pattern. It's like, yeah, if you punish him like in the beginning, he's less likely to do it again.
Yeah.
$5,000 to that guy is absolutely nothing.
Change. He's making $12.5 million a year.
Absolutely nothing.
It's not going to change anything.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But I did hear Kotkaniemi's going to get a suspension for getting in McDavid's way. So,
well, yeah, he hit him with his head, so that's got to be a suspension.
He headbutted McDavid's
elbow. I'm surprised
elbow.
They didn't give Kadri a suspension for that.
But, I mean...
All right, yeah, thank you.
Jesus,
I'm trying here.
In the Oilers fans' eyes, Kotkaniemi probably deserved it because he did score the game winner 18 seconds into the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, there's that.
But I think the worst part about it for me is that the call on the ice was a 2-minute roughing. Now, way late. It's, you know, an elbow to the fucking head. It's clearly a charge. Like, there's a million things they could have called it there, and a 2-minute roughing is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
And I, yeah.
Fucking, fuck him. I'm starting to, like, just get annoyed with how good he is, and then, like,
no,
just to pull some shit. I don't like anybody who's too good at anything, though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like people that hate, like, especially players, because they're good. It's like, no, you're just mad, like, he's not on your team.
I just get annoyed. Like, I fucking hate Tom Brady. I hate Superman. I hate fucking Sidney Crosby. Like,
oh, fuck Superman.
It's just anybody who's too good, I'm just like, fuck, I don't care anymore. I don't care.
No. I don't know. Tom, besides him making out with his children, good for Brady. And
for making out with his kids?
Besides him
that's all I heard. I kind of spaced out.
Yeah, it's beside him tongue punching his fucking 7-year-old son's mouth.
Yeah, it's fucking
whatever. While he's getting an oil massage by a guy. Besides that, good for the guy. What he does on the field, Crosby, good for him. Great player. Whines like a bitch sometimes, but like I don't know. I've gotten to the point where like I don't care. I don't. Unless you're a scumbag like Marshawn, like I don't hate you.
Oh, that perfect segue. Marshawn, I watched the Devils Boston game last night, obviously.
Yep.
And this has nothing to do with me being a Devils fan or anything they did that game. He played a great game. He played a Marshawn game. He had 2 roughing penalties, a goal and an assist.
Yeah.
And he just played an overall great game. That's fine. I want to get a petition going, or at least if you can make a Twitter, he responds to people who talk shit on Twitter. If you can make a Twitter page for this podcast, like, see how many likes, retweets, or petitions, or what money we have to donate to a charity for me to fight him outside of TD Garden, because I just can't fucking stand the guy.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Like, I know for a fact I can fucking beat the shit out of Marshawn, and I just want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to actually make this a real thing.
I mean, how tall is he?
I don't care.
Like, he's short for the NHL, but I feel like you got, what are you, 5'10", 11?
I'm as close to 6 foot, that being 6 foot, I guess. I don't know.
That would be 5'11".
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably around there, 5'10". He's just small for, like, the NHL.
Yeah, I want to punch him in his fucking rat face. He could bring anybody else he wants from the team.
To fight you?
Yeah, I'll fight him in a row. Like, one after the other.
Well, that's where you're losing me. I think you could definitely take Marshawn.
Yeah. I know for a fact again.
Like 100%. Even without your training and everything, just your pure hatred for the guy.
I'm so serious
about
this. And
how much of a pussy. Oh, I know you are.
Oh, but I can't do it on skates. I will say I can't skate for shit. If I get on skates, I will get pumped.
For an example, like Tenorti.
I'll fight him.
He brings that beast of a man. You might be dead.
I'll fucking fight him.
You're losing me.
No.
But I can antagonize the guy on Twitter. I can't antagonize him on Facebook because I just got a 30-day ban for calling somebody a donkey. A donkey. Which I know this has nothing to do with hockey and it's personal, but whatever. But I was going to say something worse.
Hey, I think this podcast is gradually just going to turn into a fucking regular one, and we talk about hockey sometimes.
Listen, it is what it is. But I was going to say something worse. I switched it up to donkey so I wouldn't get banned again. They hit me with a 7-day ban for going against community standards. I disputed it. I was like, all I said was donkey. And they're like, oh, you're going to dispute that 7 days? How's 30? So I'll see you in May. But yeah, ridiculous. But yeah, I'll get the Twitter going, which I already had an entire account banned on Twitter. And this is my second one. So yeah, I don't know. We'll try again.
Yeah, but I'm super serious about this. Like,
oh yeah, I in front of TD Garden too, and I want. Here's what I want. Dream. This is now. This has become a dream. It's going from reality to dream. But I want it commentated by Jack Edwards and Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen. But it. I want to fight Marchand, and I can't stress that enough.
Or, I feel like this might be possible. Because they just had fucking Jose Canseco.
Oh, fucking Rough and Rowdy.
If Rough and Rowdy could have you and Marshawn, and they're, you know, Portnoy's a Boston guy, and if they could get fucking Jack Edwards on a mic to commentate that, God.
No,
okay. I feel like that's possible.
I'll fucking fight Jack Edwards, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hit Marshawn with Jack Edwards.
Oh, my God. His teeth will fall out just you looking at him.
Yeah. I mean, thank God it's fucking spar week for me right now because I'm fucking ready to go. My knee's fucked. Well, I've been boxing.
Hey, don't give away your weaknesses.
I don't give a fuck.
Fucking Marshall.
I don't give a fuck. I have a fight in fucking 2 weeks. Anybody can know I have a fucking bum leg. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
Hopefully your opponent's not listening to this. I know we have a wide reach.
Oh, yeah. Of all 7 people. Hope it doesn't get
Stop
back to
Stop saying 7.
How many is it then?
I don't know.
I don't see numbers.
We could count heads. I don't know.
All right. Verhaeghe. Let's get back to hockey. Verhaeghe, another 2 goals. He's up to 17. What the fuck?
This kid, I was just thinking about it. I didn't even write anything down, so I'm glad you did, but I fucking love him.
Beginning of the week, I think he had 13 goals.
Yep.
He's 17 in 4 or 5 days. So he's on a fucking tear.
And he never really had a slump just compared to, like, he started the year insane.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, this past week.
But you got to think now Tampa Bay's like, fuck. Like, we had Volkov to take his spot, and we traded him.
Yeah.
I bet they wish they had fucking Verhaeghe now.
Oh, 100%. But
he's just been killing it. Good for him. And one note I had about the Discover Central. So we were talking about the Honda West and how that was a close race and how the Discover Central is probably like guaranteed to the 4 teams that were in the playoff spot at the time.
Yep.
Honda West settled down a little bit. Some, you know, pretty big gaps between teams now. And Discover Central's wide open for playoffs.
Yeah.
It's 3 points separate Nashville and Chicago, who each have 39, and Columbus with 36. And then Dallas has 32 points. 4 points behind Columbus, but they got 4 games in hand of all 3 of those teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only...
The only guarantee out is Detroit.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Central went from just being a fucking shit show, I didn't really care about too much except for the top 4 teams, to now an actual close race, and I'm kind of interested in it again.
Yeah. I got to agree there. And they already had a little edge. I was more interested in the Central from the start than I was in the West. So, like, now with the West slowing down again, I'm back to not giving a fuck.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
It feels like home to just not fuck the West. And then, yeah, there's teams in the Central I enjoy, so.
Do you want to talk about anything in the West?
We can.
I mean, we kind of dabbled here and there this episode. I mean.
Yeah, we can.
That
would be the Honda West.
Honda West, sorry, yeah. Phil the Thrill, he had a natural hattie in Arizona's win last Saturday against San Jose, 4-0. So there must have been a bucket of hot dogs on the line in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he played out of his mind. And, do you see the shootout Monday night? San Jose and Minnesota?
Yeah.
Shootout went 8 rounds.
8, yeah.
16 shooters. The first 2 guys miss. The next 4 players score. Yep. And then no one scores until Erik Karlsson's clapper as the 16th shooter.
Never saw a shootout like that.
No, it was bonkers. And speaking of Karlsson, the post-game interview, did you see that?
I did not.
So probably the worst question ever asked to anybody, but it made me laugh. A reporter asked Erik Karlsson, if that was his best offensive game that he's ever had, because he had two goals and then the shootout winner, he responded not even close and then just proceeded to eat an apple. Like, he just was just like not even close and then ate his apple and just fucking waited for another question.
He just had an apple with him? Like,
yeah. All right. Yeah, but he just blew, like, he's like not even close. Now, if you look at his stats, if the guy even Googled Erik Karlsson,
yeah,
fucking 33 3-point games and 5 4-point games in his career.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so he's never had a hat trick, but, and this doesn't count as one either.
As one, yeah.
But I mean, the guy's had.
The guy should have said your most offensive game as a Shark.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
That could hold water, his stats, I'm sure.
By team, but 39.
I think he has like 8 points with the Sharks. So.
Yeah, was it 39, 38 games of either 3 points or more, and he only scored 2 goals in this one? No, it's not even fucking close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, it is kind of funny because a part of me, I want to believe that the reporter knew that it actually wasn't, but he was like slipping in a jab like, hey, you kind of suck now. Like, hey, is this your best offense?
Yeah, you'd like
game?
To think that.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for at least.
I mean, you might have to fucking goal horn this, and I really hope you do, but. Please, for the love of God, goal horn that.
I hope I don't forget. Anyway.
I just want to make a long pause so you have to fucking sit there.
Oh.
So you see it on the fucking
board. No, I'll take
board.
Care of it. I'll take care of it.
So yeah, now that you got a good laugh, do you want to go into the useless stats we shouldn't keep track of, but we do anyway?
Yikes. Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Go for it, buddy.
All right. First goals. We got 7 this go around. We got Sam Morin, Frederick Goudreau. I didn't do my. I might pronounce some of these names wrong, but it is what it is.
Yep.
But I was going to look up how to pronounce this and didn't. So I'm trying. Joel L'Esperance. Joel.
Sounds good to me.
Whatever. Logan Stanley, first of his career in 24 games played. Michael Rasmussen, Josh Manson, and David Savard.
David Savard, that's his first goal in 2 years.
Is it really?
The last time he scored was March 30th, 2019.
Good
to
for
the,
him.
To the day, because he scored last night, right?
Yeah.
So 2 years to the day, I believe, that since his last goal. Yeah.
That's... So,
good for him.
I guess.
You get nothing! You lose!
And then shutouts, we got 3 this time. We got Aiden Hill with a 34 saves for the second of his career. Mackenzie Blackwood, 40 save shutout for the 6th of his career. And Carey Price, 17 saves for the 49th of his career.
Good day, sir!
If you don't get 20 saves, I don't even count it as a shutout. It's fucking yeah. Warm-ups.
Yep, I agree.
Misconducts. Nicholas Deslauriers. I think we covered Plain Tater Gabriel on Saturday's episode. Did we?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we definitely did.
Tom, this isn't a surprise, Wilson.
Yeah, definitely not.
And goals in the first or last minute of a period, there's 18, only 2 empty netters, and 5 game winners or game tying goals. And a little side note, one of them we mentioned before, Kotkaniemi's was 18 seconds into the first period and ended up being the game winner.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's what I got for now. You know what? I'm going to check right now to see if there's any other news. So 5 minutes after we're done.
Yeah, we're not like, we missed
surprised.
That one.
Yeah, I have to do it on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, fill the air, man. You know, do whatever.
I'd like to fill the air. I think we covered everything I have. So,
There's also some like minor signings, like, ELCs. So, like, Matthew Boldy got one.
Yeah.
Dallas just got, I think his name's Kawaguchi. He's like the top free agent defenseman out of college.
Devils, Tice Thompson. That was before Saturday.
Two other guys who play with Matt Boldy. Why can't I fucking think of their names right now? Oh, Spencer Knight for Florida. And,
which, shout out to
somebody
my cousin
else.
Joe.
If people care, then fucking they care.
Shout out to my cousin Joe. He texted me after the Tice Thompson. Not much of a hockey guy, but he's learning. He texts me after the Tyce Thompson signing. He's like, oh, did you see the Devils signed him? I was like, yeah, I did. I'm pretty excited. He's looking good with Providence. He goes, hopefully he's better than Tage. And the fact that he even knew they're related or who
fucking
they were.
Good on you, JoJo.
I was like, Joe.
Fucking A.
Good for you.
Oh, and then some kid from Quinnipiac worth mentioning. He has too many fucking vowels too close together in his name. I forget.
Sounds about right.
He signed an ELC today with the Lightning. And the only reason why I remember that is because Quinnipiac's in Connecticut and Adam Ernie's from Connecticut and they just like signing people from fucking Connecticut.
Well, yeah, and that kid from our hometown was drafted to the Lightning this past
sixth round draft.
What the fuck's his name?
I don't know, but he's from
Capone. What's his first name? Nick Capone.
There you go.
Yep, and he's with UConn.
Yeah, right shout out.
Yep.
Fucking, he's a listener.
He's a bit of a greaseball. He's dirty. Tom Wilson type. Pretty slow. Does stupid things. But hey, we'll see. I'll keep an eye on him.
Hey, man, he might make it to the show.
He might make it to the show. He's looking pretty good in college. I didn't mean no disrespect, but.
No. Jumping into Five for Fighting. I don't remember who picks first this week.
Oh, yeah, we should have checked that.
No fucking idea.
Do you want to flip a coin?
You know what? Because I'm down four games, you could just, it's not going to matter anyway.
I feel like because you're down four games, you should go first.
All right.
I'm not going to be an asshole.
Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
All right. Toronto-Winnipeg tonight in about an hour. What are you looking at like that for?
I didn't know we were doing Wednesday games. But Toronto-Winnipeg.
There's really only two.
I got to go Toronto for this one, I think.
Okay.
Not too confident, but Toronto.
I said I was going to change my strategy and just start picking random games.
You
half the games
that?
I picked, I literally looked at the season record and like I only picked games where teams were like 2-2, 3-2, fucking. Yeah.
Yeah, I did pretty much the same thing.
All right, good.
You know what? So because of that, I'll give you Toronto versus Winnipeg Friday.
You motherfucker, I was going to give that to you next.
Well, sorry.
I'm going to go Winnipeg.
All right.
I'm a Winnipeg fan this week. I need two
games.
Oh,
yeah,
out of
me
them.
Too. Well, so we'll go with the split there.
Yeah, but you're rooting for Toronto twice and I'm rooting for Winnipeg twice.
Yeah.
I'll give you Pittsburgh Boston on Thursday.
Ooh. Give me Pitt.
Okay.
I don't want to do it, but I don't really want anyone to win. But give me Pittsburgh.
You got it.
Then I'm going to have to throw over to you with, I'll go back to the north. How about the Battle of Alberta Friday, Calgary versus Edmonton?
You cock. Fuck it, Edmonton.
All right.
I want to see Calgary win, but I got to go Edmonton, I guess. I'll give you... You took two of my fucking, like the main games I was going for.
Sorry.
You took, let's see. Carolina, Chicago, Thursday.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I had that one pretty high up. Gotta go with Carolina. I was talking about them to Zach today. They've been performing well, but I still don't think they get enough credit for how good they are. They got Aho, Svechnikov, Natchez.
Their goalies are playing well.
Teravainen, yeah, both goalies, Nedeljkovic.
Nice.
I'm working on it. Reimer, both doing pretty well.
Mrazek, when he's in the lineup, he was playing really well.
Yep.
Dougie Hamilton. Slavin.
Yeah. Brady Shea, even, I don't hate.
They got
a decent team. So, yeah, Carolina. Let me give you St. Louis versus Colorado Friday.
Wow. I'm going Colorado. I honestly didn't have that. I didn't think it was going to get picked. Because I was going to give it to you, but I figured that was an obvious choice that you were going to pick Colorado.
Yeah, well, you never know.
What day was that again?
That would be Friday.
Friday, okay. I figure I pick Colorado just so you have to root for St. Louis.
Yeah, that's tough.
For you, all five of my main games got picked. So Thursday, Washington and the Islanders.
Oh, okay. I gotta go. Fuck. We get the Capitals.
Caps.
Yeah.
You've picked every away team so far. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Really?
You
all right.
Home teams.
Yeah, I had to go Caps.
Good for you.
And this is where it starts to get tough here. Fuck. Which is all shit games. I'll give you San Jose versus LA Friday.
Fuck. Dustin Brown hype train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, LA? I gotta go LA.
All right.
Or is it one more? I fucking lost track.
I gave you
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I one more.
Yeah,
one
four
more.
Each. Yeah, all right.
We're probably fucking stupid and it's not, but whatever. Oh, let's see. It's between three games and, you know, I haven't given you a West game, so Arizona-Anaheim Friday.
Okay, all right. I expected that.
I gotta Arizona. Give you one.
Arizona.
All right.
No, I'm just saying because that's one of the three that was left on my board. That's probably what I would have given you next. Now I'm deciding, do I give you a game you're not going to give a fuck about or a game that you would kind of enjoy? But the one you kind of enjoy, yeah, I know who you're going to pick. All right. So then I'll do Dallas versus Nashville Thursday.
Nashville's been on a tear. I'm going to go Dallas and hope that Nashville starts fucking Soros in net.
Yeah. The one I was thinking about giving you was Minnesota VGK, but
that would have been an easy pick, and I probably would have lost.
Yeah, you would have been Minnesota, but I figured I'll go with the one that I'm not sure who you're going to pick. So yeah, that's it for Five for Fighting. I think that's it for the episode.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, fuck you. Jack Edwards, let's get this fight going between Cody and Marshawn.
Yeah, let's go.
Fucking yellow tooth fuck. Fuck you.